Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Al from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely or never?
Most of the time.
Thank you. And do you recognize the name of Keith Gross?
Keith Rowe?
Gross.
No.
G-R-O-S-S. Okay. Thank you. And how about Rick Scott?
Yes, I've heard of Rick Scott.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion of Rick Scott?
I'm not really, I don't really follow politics too much, but I've heard of some unsavory things that he's done, so I'm kind of, you know, on the border with him.
So would you say neutral or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. And how about Donald Trump? Have you, or do you recognize the name of Donald Trump?
Yes.
And do you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion of Donald Trump?
No, I'd like to see him take care of our country.
So would that be a favorable opinion then?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And do you recognize the name of Ron DeSantis?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Ron DeSantis?
Neutral.
Thank you very much. Now, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Between the two of them?
Yes.
I'd have to see a little more information on both of them.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator?
Like I said, I don't keep track of politics too much, so I don't. I just, I don't know.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
All right. Thank you. And we're wrapping this up now. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
I approve that, yes.
Thank you. And thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
I really don't have much information on that, so I don't. To protect Social Security, yes, I'd be favorable about that.
Okay, thank you. And during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate, despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy. Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races, must thought they will win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him or less likely to vote for him?
If they're going to cut out Social Security, absolutely.
Okay. Less likely, right? Okay.
Right.
Thank you. And finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom will you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
I don't know much information on Gross, but maybe probably Scott, if he has those things in mind, keeping our SSI intact. And what was the other one?
All right.
Whatever the other one was.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you. And do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And may I know what is your age?
57.
Thank you. And Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Hispanic,
White
Latino?
American.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself Cuban-American?
No, Colombian-American.
Thank you. And in terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.